From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tens of thousands of Syrians flee their homes. Tens of thousands of Syrians fled their homes in Aleppo Friday, headed toward Turkey as Russia intensified its aerial bombardment in northern Syria against rebel groups trying to overthrow President Bashar al-Assad. A charity, the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, said 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara closed its crossing point and it was not clear if any would be allowed to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey, which has already taken in more than 2.5 million Syrians since the Syrian civil war began nearly 5 years ago, said that thousands more are currently on their way to the border. And speaking of Russia, the first exhibition for foreigners, which opened in Moscow Friday, comes at an awkward time and place. In the same hall where President Vladimir Putin has his annual briefings and has recently levied much criticism at the West, rows of booths were set up for businesses catering to mainly Western foreigners. Russia's shrinking economy and tensions within the West had led hundreds of thousands of foreigners to leave the country for better opportunities. Russia's economy shrank by 3.7%. last year on low oil prices and Western sanctions, and is expected to contract another 1% this year. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has taken control of the southern Somali town of Marka after African Union forces withdrew. One resident said the insurgent fighters carrying weapons hoisted Al-Shabaab's flag on the coastal town's police station and administrative headquarters. The Al-Shabaab takeover came a day after the Somali army and police stationed there left Marka, which is 70 kilometers south of the capital of Mogadishu. This is VOA News. Pakistan is hosting a new round of four-party discussions to help advance the Afghanistan's government's hope for peace talks with the Taliban. While all sides hope for progress in Saturday's meeting in Islamabad, Taliban insurgents have not yet signaled whether they will cease hostilities and join the process. VOA's Ayaz Ghul reports from the Pakistani capital.
The so-called Quadrilateral Coordination Group, or QCG, is made up of senior Afghan, Pakistani, American, and Chinese diplomats. They are reconvening in Islamabad for their third meeting. The diplomats are trying to prepare a roadmap for a sustainable and productive peace process and studying what to do about Taliban factions that oppose the talks and refuse to end hostilities. The Afghan Foreign Ministry spokesman Ahmad Shakib Mustaghani says he expects a roadmap for peace negotiations with the Taliban will be finalized at Islamabad meeting. Critics like Ahmad Rashid remain skeptical about the chances for progress.
The public is totally unaware of what is going on. What is this four-nation grouping that is talking about the Taliban?
Ayaz Ghul for VOA News, Islamabad.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani's attempts to conduct peace talks with the Taliban could not move beyond a preliminary round last July after it became known the insurgent group's longtime leader, Mullah Omar, had been dead for 2 years, a revelation that disrupted political unity within the Taliban. The World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. The mosquito-borne virus is most prevalent in Latin America, particularly Brazil, and poses its greatest danger to pregnant women. Gérard Jones, a professor of economics at London's Lancaster University, says Brazil will also have to consider the economic impact resulting from the virus.
Now, in Brazil, tourism accounts for around about 10% of GDP. So this could amount to as much as 2% of GDP in terms of the hit that Brazil faces. In terms of dollars, that's getting on for $50 billion, which is a significant hit for an economy that is currently struggling.
The virus was discovered in Uganda's Zika forest in 1947, but scientists say it's never been a major problem on the continent. There's speculation that Zika in the Americas may be a different strain, but further study is needed to confirm that. A former U.S. pharmaceutical business executive has angered lawmakers by refusing to explain why he raised the price of a life-saving pill 5,000%. Martin Shkreli received a subpoena to appear before the hearing after his former company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, raised the price of Daraprim from $13.50 to $750 a pill. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.